Steve Greenfield, who's the Green candidate of New York's 19th district, which is now represented by Republican Congressman John Faso. Steve, I want to start by helping people understand who you are. Tell us a little bit about you and your family and where you grew up and what's important.
Okay, thank you. Well, yeah, my name is Steve Greenfield. I was born in the Bronx, New York in 1961. I grew up primarily in the southern part of Queens, a neighborhood called Howard Beach. My schools were in Ozone Park. Many of you people, if you don't recognize those names, you know, I'd just like to remind you of the famous Howard Beach racial incident, a killing that happened, but also it is the neighborhood of John Gotti. It is the neighborhood of a gentleman named Jimmy Burke. And if you don't recognize his name or remember the Lufthansa robbery at Kennedy Airport, he was the character played by Robert De Niro in the movie Goodfellas. And I grew up in that environment.
And what
as
did
a
your
child.
Folks do? What did your folks do?
My father was an estimator for a major electrical contractor that handled municipal projects for the city. My mother was a homemaker and a stay-at-home mother. I have a brother a year older than me who is a doctor now, lives in New Rochelle. I went to public schools in the district. I grew up in the Boy Scouts. I was an Eagle Scout by the time I was 14, played Little League baseball. But, you know, truthfully, the environment there was a pretty oppressive environment socially for somebody from a working class family, for somebody who was not part of the kind of the commercial enterprises that were associated with our neighborhood. And I did move out when I was just about to turn 17. I moved to the Upper West Side of Manhattan to attend Columbia.
So where'd you go to high school?
I went to high school at John Adams High School in Ozone Park, Queens on 101st Avenue, two blocks away from Aqueduct Racetrack.
Steve Greenfield, had your values, your Green Party values now, had they begun to form while you were in high school?
They had begun to form well before I was in high school. You know, being born in 1961, I was already well aware of, the events that were surrounding me by the time I was in the third, fourth grade, by the time that everybody was talking about, Earth Day. Earth Day was established during my childhood, and my family attended events pertaining to Earth Day. We saw the assassinations of 1968 and the police riots in Chicago and the Tet Offensive. I grew up believing that my heroes were the people in the anti-war movement, the people in the environmental movement, the people in the anti-Nixon movement. In the sixth grade, I was operating a substantial current events project by assignment dealing with Watergate, clipping articles out of the New York City newspapers and writing up summaries for a school project. And my best friend and I were also drawing political anti-Watergate political cartoons. So we had major environmental issues in my neighborhood because we were proximate to the Jamaica Bay Wildlife Refuge that became Gateway National Park. In the Boy Scouts, we were planting trees along the Belt Parkway to support the creation of the Gateway National Recreation Area in the southern parts of Brooklyn and Queens, dealing with sanitation issues and environmental preservation and species protection. So I grew up with this well before high school. By the time I was in high school, we were already driving our cars into Kennedy Airport to blockade traffic to protest the arrival of the Concorde. And that was kind of a, I reminisce about that a little bit because I'm old enough, as you are, obviously as you are yourself, to remember a time when movements were movements, when they involved people out in the street, creating obstructions, holding meetings, bringing each other food while you were out on the picket line, and taking your place so you could go to the bathroom, real movements. When we were out there, my father and mother drove us out in our cars and we blockaded traffic. We drove at 1 mile an hour around the airport loop to make people miss their flights, which, of course, they didn't do. The airlines grounded the flights and let everybody get on their flights. But to create that obstruction. And then, of course, in the long run, right, we were right. Eventually, the Concorde had to be taken out of service because it was too dangerous and shouldn't have been in the air. But it took a terrible tragedy for the industry and for the government that serves industry to recognize that was the case. It took a terrible tragedy of a crash that killed everyone on board. Back in 1977, when my family was in that car blocking buses in the airport loop, we were doing the right thing. And government should have been paying more attention to what we were saying.
And where do you live now?
I live in New Paltz. I moved there in January of 2001, kind of before the rush. I've been living there for 17 and a half years. I have three children, three daughters. This year, all three of them will be in New Paltz High School. For the last 14 and a half years, I've been a member of the New Paltz Volunteer Fire Department, company secretary and delegate to the County Fire Association. And I did serve two terms on the New Paltz Central School District Board of Education. I was elected in 2008 and again in 2014.
And what do you think about charter schools?
I think they're a terrible idea. I think that they're drawing a tremendous amount of money that could be financing public education that so desperately needs it. I think it's undercutting organized labor. I think it's actually by design to weaken the teachers' union, and we need a strong teachers' union if we're going to have strong education. I was endorsed twice by the teachers' union in New Paltz. I'm very proud of that and unapologetic about it to anybody who's concerned about cost driver, because nothing is more cost driving to education than people not wanting to be teachers, than people going into other professions and there being a teacher shortage. As even a nearby politician that has some part of our district, George Amador, mentioned when he came to an Ulster County School Boards Association meeting, nothing is more economically expensive than students graduating and not being ready to enter the workforce, and employers in the 19th district not having qualified personnel that they can recruit for work here. Charter schools also have long since been proven not to produce better results, and in many cases produce worse results, which is inexplicable given that they're allowed to select their own student body. So the charter school experiment is already amply proven to be a failure, and the only purpose for continuing it is to undermine the teachers' union, which I think is a terrible idea for the future of public education.
Green candidate for Congress, Steve Greenfield, New York's 19th district. So, Steve, when Andrew Cuomo first ran for governor, he made a couple of pledges, one of which was involved education. He seemed to be very open to educational experimenting like charter schools, and he did give the union a very rough time. You may remember the bosses of the union have now made their deal with him, but I think the people in the districts, not so much the teachers who are doing that. But what do you think of Cuomo?
From an education standpoint?
From
a standpoint. Okay, I think that, Andrew Cuomo really is probably the exemplar, more than any one person that I could point to, of what has happened to the Democratic Party and liberal politics. This is clearly an unapologetic Wall Street, pro-Wall Street candidate. He refuses to entertain any discussion about taxing the stock trade to provide revenue. He is continuing to expand school privatization, which basically only creates an investment instrument for people in the private sector.
Who did you vote for in 2016 for president?
I voted for Jill Stein. I live in New York State, where I knew from looking at vote totals that Hillary Clinton was going to win by at least 1.5 million votes, which of course she did. You know, it's kind of problematic that so many of us, except for maybe 8 states in the whole country, we all live in states where our votes don't count. If I voted for Hillary Clinton, my vote wouldn't have counted. If I voted for Donald Trump, my vote wouldn't have counted. If I voted for a write-in, my vote wouldn't have counted, because our state's entire—
But if you lived in Florida, Steve Greenfield, would you have voted for Ralph Nader in that election?
Yes, I would have. And I voted for him in New York State during that time, too. I have never voted for a Democrat or a Republican in a presidential election. In 1980, I voted for Barry Commoner. We are, in a terrible situation where we're being told not to vote for what we want. And that message is coming to us much more from what's supposed to be the left side of the conversation than the right.
We're talking to Steve Greenfield, Green candidate of New York's 19th district. And John Faso is presently the congressman. Steve, thanks. When we come back the next time, we're going to go through a lightning round. I'm going to ask you a whole lot of questions, and you're going to answer in one sentence or so, okay?
Well, anybody who knows me recognizes the near impossibility of that, but I'll do my best.
We'll try it.